Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Don't forget, it's Monday, and Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success at Busey Bank. They've been building businesses and growing well since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com.
I'm looking at ESPN this morning, and they've got five possible replacements now for Brian Kelly at the University of Louisiana State University, or whatever we call LSU. Mm-hmm. One of the guys on the list, drink. Eli Drinkwitz, one of the five guys that they have. Now, again, this is just somebody's opinion and all that kind of stuff, but they have him, some guy from Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman. You're going to go to Notre Dame well again and try to steal their coach. Tulane's head coach, and then Lane Kiffin is five candidates for that LSU job on ESPN.com. Mm. But, you know, Drink's name keeps coming up, obviously. You know, maybe he's hit a plateau here in Missouri, and it's time for him to try something bigger. Who knows, you know? But, I mean, if you're LSU, you got to shoot, I think, bigger than the Missouri. And that's no offense to Elijah Drinkwitz, but I'm talking about, like, you got to shoot bigger if you're LSU. You got to go after those Nick Saban-type coaches, you know? And that's what you've done. Or maybe you just go back to Ed Orgeron and give him an opportunity to turn this thing right, because he wants to coach again.
If your last name was Fence and you had a boy, would you name him Noah?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I just think that'd be kind of a cool name. No offense. What? What do you... I had a kid I would just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, his name was Justin Bino, and we always thought his name should be Al.
Albino, yeah.
He's sick. Yeah, he's like, that's really messed up, man, but it's kind of funny. I'm like, love you, Justin.
I do that a lot with last names. I'll look at it. Like, if that was my kid, I'd name him, like, I don't know. I'd have to think about it now. Yeah, like Jordan Love. If my last name was Love, I'd probably name my kid Moore.
Nice.
That's awesome. So, Brian Kelly, gone out of LSU. We should have known that.
Yeah.
After he did the fake accent, and then he doubled down and did that, what was trendy at the time, the little swivel photo, and he was,
don't try to be somebody you're not. Like that
guy transferred.
That guy was gone fast. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like with Brian Kelly, he's a good example for everybody out there. Be you, man. We hear it all the time in sports. Be you. You know, don't try to do something you're not capable of doing. Don't try to get outside yourself. Mm. If you are you, then everything is going to go fine. Be the best version of you. And the minute Brian Kelly had an opportunity to introduce himself to LSU, he faked it. And he was a dead man walking from that moment on. The governor got involved in that thing yesterday. I mean, that's how big it is down there. $59 million or $54 million of state money they got to scratch this guy. The governor had to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe some of these texts. Come on. Woodshop teacher named Richard Sack.
No, you didn't. No, come on. We've done this for years. You didn't have a teacher named Matt. You did not have
Richard Sack.
Yeah, you did not have anybody named that at all in your school. You didn't have a teacher with that name or anything of that nature.
The last thing they said is they said woodshop teacher named Richard Sack. Uh-huh. Period. Can't make this up.
Right. Yes, you can.
You actually can.
Do you believe that, or do you believe Brian Kelly's accent more?
But the Richard Sack thing. Yeah, absolutely. Because Brian Kelly's from New Hampshire. They don't have Southern accents up there, Brian.
Mitch Holtis had told us, odd things happening. It's Halloween. Spooky stuff can happen if you aren't focused, right? Stay focused, man.
Right.
Because as a Kansas City Chiefs team, and you'd mentioned this because I told you trap games don't exist. I really don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can pool all of them together, right? You can say trap game, look ahead game, whatever else you want to fit that narrative, but you can't play scared, okay? Your record still indicates that.
Right.
You're 4-3. That's what it is. Continue to get over 500. Get to 5-3. Tie the Chargers, even though they'd have the tiebreaker above you. But common opponents, if you can beat them again. And, try to stay pace with Denver because that's who's ahead of you in your division.
Right.
So, your record doesn't allow you to play scared.
No.
Your record allows you to play focused.
The Chiefs have to play focused.
Right.
If they go into this as a look-ahead game, as you mentioned, you're 4-3. You're not 8-0 at this point in time.
And this is why I say, it's okay to still be humble, because I was listening last night at halftime of this game, and they were talking about what teams impressed, right? They were talking about the Colts. Like, yeah, you can see the Colts haven't played anybody, but they're beating everybody. Their point differential is off the charts. I mean, it's insane when you look at it. So they're good. The Packers are good. The Bills went big yesterday, but it's kind of a mirage of what the score indicated of how they play. But either way, they won a game against a team who was 4-3.
Right.
The Panthers are also not really a true 500 team, in my opinion. But again, we know what next week is. Hell, everybody in the entire country knows what next week is. Once they get this game over with tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, everybody from Good Morning Football to ESPN to FS1 to FS2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, Knicks and 5, we'll be talking about Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. Last time it ever gets played in this stadium. This game will decide, probably, maybe, could be, who will be the number one seed unless the Colts have something to say about it throughout the season. We know what next week is. But again, I don't think they're looking ahead of that. They want to get into this game, gel on offense, gel on defense. You keep beating up these teams that are continually coming into your stadium or you're going into their stadium and they're a little bit more banged up than you are. You paid your price. Your star wide receiver was an idiot and got suspended. You suffered the six games without him. Now you're moving into the middle part of the season. So you've gone through that. It's not your fault those teams are hurt, so you can't play this. Well, it's Marcus Mariota, you know, like, sucks, but should have been Jaden Daniels. Can't have that mentality. Continue to go into this game and keep putting yourself distant on the scoreboard. Not necessarily in the standings, because you can't do that because of where you are. But you can't lose or win a season in week 8, like I've said before, but you can gain a lot of ground. Because one thing that we are seeing with this Kansas City Chiefs team, who if they do win tonight will be 5-3, I believe.
Yep.
And everyone will still say, because you look at how much ground they have made by winning back-to-back games against Detroit and Vegas. They don't really move the needle, maybe other than the Detroit game, but you look at how much ground you've gained. Not winning the season, not losing the season, but you have the MVP favorite. You're the number one seed favorite in the AFC. You're the AFC West favorite in the AFC. You're the Super Bowl champion favorite in the entire NFL, and you're a 4-3 team. So again, you haven't lost, you haven't won, but you have gained a lot of control by continuing to get better throughout the season. And when other, you know, it kind of gives you that analogy of like when your friends, because you did have a hiccup. You had a pit stop in that Jacksonville game. You should have won that game. That's why you're in this situation.
That's why you're in this predicament. Yeah.
And so we see that every year. It's happened before when they lose to the Colts and you don't understand it.
Right.
They lose to the Titans and get blown out. You don't understand it. This year or Christmas, you lose to the Raiders.
Just happened a lot earlier this year than we're used to.
And
you
this
know?
Year, that game happened against Jacksonville. And the analogy that I give this whole situation is this, in fact, of when you go on a trip with friends and one of your friends group, they always drive straight through. And one of your other friends, they leave like really early in the morning, but they stop halfway through. But guess who gets there first? The people that drive straight through. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, oh, good for them. But they didn't have any stops. They didn't have any pit stops. They didn't have any, you know, whatever. They just manned it up, went all the way through. Whereas these people on the other side, they stopped, they waited, they took their time, and they did it on their terms. The Chiefs aren't in that situation right now because of that loss in Jacksonville, because of that loss against Philly. Unfortunately, they have to keep going through overnight, but it's okay because nobody else is in their way.
Well, and also, too, they don't have the opportunity to pull over and take a break at this point in time because they did that at the beginning of the year, right? They have those three losses, and really the Jacksonville one is the one that stands out the most to everybody. That'll be the anomaly, you know, on this season. But you're in a situation that I think is a fortunate situation now, right? We're not 8-0, we're not 7-0, beating everybody and all this kind of stuff and kind of get a false sense of hope. We know that this team has had to work to get where they are. And I think there's probably more of an appreciation now for the guys inside that locker room for what they've accomplished already this season than maybe there was last year. It's sitting at 7-0. You start to take things for granted. You start to think, I don't have to work that hard. We're finding ways to win games. You're finding out this year how tough it is to win those games in the NFL and how tough and how easy it is to allow a game to get away from you in the NFL, like we saw. Look, at Cincinnati let a game get away from them yesterday. The Chiefs let that Jacksonville game get away from them. You know, a 14-point lead is not a big lead anymore in the NFL. You've got to really put these opponents away. And so I think having those struggles early on in the season, and I hate to say this because it's so cliche, is going to make them stronger as this season goes along because they know what they went through and they've already been down in the dumps and they've already had to battle their ass off just to get back to 4-3, guys. Like, they've had to fight tooth and nail just to get back to 4-3, and now they're here, they're on the plus side of things. You don't want to go back, because if you go back, then it's double the amount of work just to get back to even. It's like the, you know, the analogy in baseball. You don't want to fall under 500 because it's so hard to get back to 500 that you're looking at the playoff standings. If you're not at 500, you got to worry about getting to 500 first. The Chiefs have crossed that threshold. You don't want to take that step backwards. You want to keep moving. You want to keep moving this thing forward. And I do believe that's why I said after Jacksonville, I don't think they're going to lose again, because they've got that mindset. They felt that crushing blow of being in control of something and have it taken away. And that's not a good feeling to have. And that's why I think the Chiefs are like, all right, we've licked our wounds. We've got everybody back healthy. We've taken our lumps. We're not going back to 3-4. We're not going back to under 500. We're moving this thing along. We're steamrolling everybody in our way. Let's go do this. Because we already had that bad taste, and that bad taste is gone, and we ain't getting that bad taste this year.
We joined by Derek Johnson on their side, and we'll ask if he wants to strap it up one time to get his revenge on Marcus Mariota tonight. Of course, because Pro Football Focus had to throw that dig. Derek Johnson on the other side, plus Mac Morey with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he
He's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Derek Johnson time on a Monday, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
DJ, what if I could do it? What if I had the power and I could go get the red 56, the white pants, the shoes, the helmet,
and you get one more chance at Marcus Mariota? Would you take it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
I'll probably make sure I have some different referees out there.
Oh, so yeah.
Probably win the game at that time, man. I would definitely do it all over again, man. Football. I've been playing football all my life. So, you know, when it ends, it's tough when it ends. But I'm enjoying watching these Chiefs kick butt.
You know, when you have a referee do something like that, because we saw it yesterday with Kayvon Thibodeau yelling at his locker about the referees because of the way that they, you know, ruled on the tush push. What is the emotional drain, the mental drain, maybe whatever kind of drain it is, when you do something so awesome like you did against Mariota and the referee screws it up and calls the wrong thing? What kind of impact and toll does that take?
Yeah, it you know, coach speak, you say, hey, don't worry about it, you know, let the refs rough, you know, they're not perfect and all this, but then you say, hold on, they get paid to referee and make some calls that just you can't, especially off the wall calls or calls where you say, hey, you can't do this, right? This is absolutely wrong. And when it happens to you, especially in crucial situations, especially in the playoffs, especially when you need the ball to go your way, and man, that could have been a fumble. Justin Houston picked it up. It's just it's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, like I know, as you said, with the coach speak, you're supposed to get by that kind of stuff. But reality is, we're all humans, right? We all are impacted by things that we can't control, where other people are making those decisions. And it's hard throughout the course of the game to get something like that back when you've made such a big play and you were on that emotional high.
Yeah, it is. The reality, it does happen, but it shouldn't happen, but it's tough, man. And you see it go on throughout the league, and you want it not to happen, but hey, you know, you try to not let the referees control the game or have that, you know, that say of, you know, win or lose, but it does happen. That's why you just try to get it out of your mind. That's the best thing you can do, right? Of course, they make some bad calls at times, but the best thing you can do is try to have a short-term memory, you know, after the game, go to the, you know, go through that protocol on trying to fix it. But at that time, it really sucks.
DJ, you played against Marcus Mariota. What does he do that can confuse a defense, or what is something that maybe people overlook with his skill set?
Well, he's a scrappy guy. You know, obviously his running ability really helps him to really connect the dots and have really good games. Obviously, he's a quarterback. He can throw the ball and all that stuff, but being able to be scrappy, and he's a quarterback that's, you know, probably average, but he can have good games. He can make all the throws, but you try to keep him in the well, keep him in the pocket, just because you don't want anybody to not have contain, or he get outside the pocket, then throw a pass, and, you know, open it up even more. But he's a good quarterback. He's a veteran guy. He knows he's a tough guy. That's probably his best skill set is being really tough. He's had some ups and downs throughout his throughout these years, but you never can count him out. That's for sure.
Is it better, DJ, having a guy like Marcus Mariota as the backup as opposed to somebody you've never heard of before that's going to, you know, come in and, you know, you're going to go, okay, I've never heard of this guy before. He must not be that good. At least Marcus Mariota is kind of a name that may get you to focus a little bit more.
It will get you to focus. When you're in a National Football League, you know, as fans, you probably look at certain names and you say, oh, this guy's just okay. He's been in the league for this many years. Like, they're there for a reason, and they have the possibility to be dangerous at times. They have plenty of games where you say, man, they had some really good highlights. Don't let this be that game.
When you play this game that you did for so long and you see a team like Washington come in that has a, I guess you could still consider him this, like a Swiss Army knife in Deebo Samuel, is that a game where, you know, a coach will come up to a guy like you or a guy like Nick Bolton who has established themselves as a trusted defensive player, a captain of this team, where is that a conversation where, like, you would go to your defensive coordinator and be like, hey, I got Deebo tonight. Like, I'll take care of business. I know there's obviously different types of defensive sets, zone being one of them, but, like, this is one of those games where you're like, I'll take 19 out of the game. Trust me, boss.
Oh, I don't know about taking him out of the game. Deebo Samuels is a dude, man.
Yeah.
He's one of the best, scrappiest, toughest receivers to ever play the game. Like, that's the respect he gets in the game. And he can just like you said, that Swiss Army knife, he can do just about anything. He can get back there and run the ball as a running back. He's tough to tackle when he catches a hitch ball or some kind of curl or slant over the middle. DBs hate to tackle him because, you know, it takes linebackers to take him down. But he's a guy that one person is not going to shut him down. You definitely have to have a plan for him. The offense is built around him. And he's a veteran, scrappy, tough receiver. But you definitely got to have a plan for him. I don't know if you double him, like that, but you definitely have a plan for him.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, because this game tonight, DJ's, I know a lot of times cliches will say this game's a battle of the trenches. I'm looking at all three linebackers that are wearing red tonight going up against McLaurin and Merritt and Deebo. I think this is where this game is important. Are these linebackers? I mean, I'm ready to watch Leo Chenal just go crazy tonight.
Yeah. 5'4" is always all over the field, and he's a Swiss Army knife as well. He can rush. He can literally get at, which is crazy, get at tackle, three technique. He can kind of do it all, and give us that depth at linebacker, or you can move him around. But linebackers for this game will be really important. Just because you got these receivers that are going to go across the middle, they're going to run the ball, they're going to do some things that if your linebackers are not very active, and we have really, really active linebackers, especially when you talk about Bolton, one of the best motor tacklers in the league at linebacker. So this is going to be a good game for them, and we're going to just keep this rolling. Even though we're 4-3, you may look at that record and say, all right, then middle of the road. It's like, no, we're top of the list just because we've hit our stride at this moment. We got our pieces back on the team, and our confidence is up right now with the Chiefs. So you can ask anybody. You don't look at that 4-3 and say, oh, you know, the Chiefs, you know, they're not as good this year. Everybody is starting to be afraid of the Chiefs.
Yeah, and rightfully so, but that's why you have to keep winning, because if you don't keep winning and then you go back to 4-4, you can say all you want, but you're still a 4-4 football team. At the end of the day, you are what your record is, and so that's why it's important to continue to stack these wins as we move along, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I heard that before. you definitely are what your record says you are, but the confidence that we have,
yep,
and the high character guys we have in place on the coaching staff, offense, defensively, I think we'll be good tonight. But again, just like you said, we have to keep on winning. But the one thing Coach Reed does, he does a great job by being intentional and making sure the guys are not up on the high horse. When I talk about our confidence is up and we're one of the best teams in the league, even though we're 4-3, Andy Reed makes sure that we're doing the right things to approach this game the right way.
DJ, I know this is a random question, but I just want to ask you, did you have a relationship with Nick Mangold?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
I know he was around the same time in the league that you were at, and I figured if you played center, you played linebacker, maybe you guys, you know, kind of had a history or something like that, but I just want to ask you about
that.
No,
I did not.
How do you see this game going tonight? You think the Chiefs keep that offensive rolling, or do you think this defense pitches another shutout?
No, heck no. We're gonna keep it rolling, man. Man, I got the ultimate confidence right now. No, I'm not overconfident. I'm just saying, like, right now we have a good thing going, especially when all the pieces are back with Rashee Rice and Worthy and Juju and Hollywood. And I mean, you got throw Thornton in there now. I mean, we got some people going. But I just love what we have on offense right now. Defensively, we've been pretty solid, and I just love just the nucleus of the team, and we definitely will keep rolling. I mean, after beating, when you beat Detroit like you beat them, that tells you that we're pretty good. I just gotta say that.
Well, hey man, enjoy the game tonight. Get another victory, get to 5-3, and then you know what it is next week, brother. It's on to Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely, baby. Let's go.
All right, DJ, we appreciate it. Take care, brother.
All right.
That is Derek Johnson,
yep.
Former linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word, baby. Let's start.
He's gonna
with
come.
If the Chiefs do what they need to do, then everyone should be. One word on the Chiefs game tonight.
I am going to say wet. I think it's gonna be a sloppy one, right? It's gonna be nasty. It is going to be nasty out there tonight. But no, I think it's gonna be one of those games where we're going to know by halftime what's going on in this one, right? You have an opportunity early on in this game. Deliver kind of that death blow, if you will, to the Washington football team. Take care of business early on. Get them out of the game early on. Make them play from behind early on. Put up points early in this thing. Score on every possession like you did against the Raiders. Keep this thing going. But the weather concerns me a little bit. We'll get to that in the script.
Okay. According to Weather Bug, 54 degrees at kick, but foggy.
Oh, beware of the fog.
Spooky.
Ooh, Halloween.
Spooky season. Spooky season. I got my Halloween costume on Friday, guys.
Oh, are you going to let us know?
No, I'll wear it Friday when I get here.
Okay. Right. I'm excited.
First Halloween costume I've had in a year.
A year? I was going to say, you dressed up last year.
Yeah,
I
was Doug from, I
can't remember the last time I dressed up. I think it's when I was dating a girl before I met my wife, and I went as Priscilla Presley, and she went as Elvis.
That's funny. Yeah. That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was Doug from
Emu.
Yeah, it was him
and Doug.
The girl I was talking to at the time, she was Flo.
Let me ask you this, and I've asked Binkley this question, and you know where that goes most of the time. Would you rather hang out with Doug or Lemu the Emu?
Doug. I don't know what that emu is going to do.
Yeah, see, Doug. That's why I'd rather be with the Emu.
Well,
I've asked my wife for years now to get me an alpaca for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And I just want the alpaca running around the backyard. I don't know what it's going to do back there, but who doesn't want to say, I've got an alpaca in the backyard? Come take a look.
My one word on tonight's game is ready, right? The old song, are you ready? I'm ready for this game. It's the final appetizer before the main courses start to come into the table, right? Like, it's fun to have a boneless wing or a couple chips and nachos or some cheddar bites or whatever. The steak, the filet, the everything that you are building this season for is around the corner. So tonight I'm ready to see this team continue to move forward and gel and get better and better, because Buffalo, Denver, and the Colts and Dallas and all these teams are on the docket coming up right around the corner.
Let me ask you this, a cooking question, because you got me to thinking. We have chips left over from Cactus the other night. No shredded cheese, but I do have sliced cheddar. Would it be okay to put sliced cheddar over the chips and melt them on a sheet pan?
Sliced cheddar. Like the squares?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Wow. Instead, because I don't have any shredded cheese, but I got a lot of this sliced cheddar from the Hy-Vee deli.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are you coming out of the garage?
No, I just was going to make nachos yesterday.
Oh. Well, yes.
Tear them up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just lay them over like little blankets.
Yeah.
Or take it out to the Blackstone. Put the chips on the Blackstone. Throw the cheese over that. Shut the lid. Let it just cook for a little bit.
Yeah.
Chips and a cheese blanket, baby.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are good with that? Because I suggest 100%. That, and the kids are like, no. I'm like, it's the same cheese.
It's the same thing.
It's different shape.
Yeah. KU is putting a cheese blanket. K-State won 42-17 over in Lawrence. One word on the Sunflower Showdown. 17 in a row now for the Wildcats.
Irrelevant.
Well,
Wow.
What is? I mean, 17 in a row? It's a one-sided, irrelevant game.
Yeah, I'd just say, I don't know, normal? Normalcy?
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't beat K-State. Rob's ready to get Lance Leipold out of Kansas.
Yeah, he wants
Rob's
Leipold
done.
Out of there.
He said he's washed. Doesn't even think the light bulb works anymore. Loved the guy 6 months ago. Hates the guy today.
Yeah,
get him out of my city, says Rob Breton, the KU alum.
Yeah, we'll just read his tweet on the air because I did comment on his tweet yesterday a little bit on it because I'm not saying the guy needs to go.
Because Alex Gould will be like, yeah, it's basketball
season. But he says back-to-back game. Did you see Kansas and Louisville played a non-conference game? And I guess there was a brouhaha that...
Should have given advice.
But back-to-back games, Kansas went into half in a close game only to get boat raced in the second half. It's motorboated, Rob. Get the terminology. Right, which is the fault of the coaching staff. And I quote tweeted, I said, look, coaches don't get much time anymore with the NIL money, right? Brian Kelly hit the pavement. How many coaches have we seen already fired to a tune of $169 million? You don't get time to build the program anymore in college sports. Nobody's waiting around when they're spending millions and millions of dollars on a roster. So you don't get those 5 years. You don't get 6 years. You get 6 months. And if you don't turn it around, gone.
Because those freshmen don't have to sit around and wait for 3 years to start.
Right. They'll go somewhere else, too.
Just go get somebody.
Yep.
It's happening in the NFL, too. Leashes are becoming much, much shorter. One word on the Bengals and Jets game. Jets were down 16 with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They came back and won, I believe, 39-38 was the final score. One word on that game.
Thrilling. It was a thrilling game to watch. Watch the whole thing kind of come together.
Thriller,
yeah.
Halloween,
oh, I see what you're doing there. No, it was thrilling. I'm not gonna lie. That was like, how are the Jets coming back? Oh, they went for two. That's a stupid. Oh, they got it by the hair of the football and all this kind of stuff. Like, hey, when you're 0-7, man, you're throwing everything out. So it was a thrilling game.
Yeah, I'd say it was spiritual.
Yeah.
You got the news of Nick Mangold dying that morning of kidney disease, passing away at the young age of 41. Rest in power, young man. Justin Fields in a closet, dude.
Yeah.
Calling his best friend down so bad and just stuck to his faith and his truth. And
I give that friend a lot of credit, man.
No, man. You talked about it in the offseason with Rashee Rice. He's like, what did you do? I got a mentor. I got a new group because he was going around with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Found somebody to talk to that could clear his mind. It works, guys. When your friend calls you or you need to talk to somebody, call your buddy, whoever that may be. Maybe it's your pops. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your aunt. Yep. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your sister, whoever it may be, call that person.
Maybe it's us on the text line because we will be here for you guys. Look, I'm not shy. I've told you, I'm going through it right now. Get my kids getting older. I'm starting to see the end of being a dad and raising them. You know,
his
until
wife's
they go
got
out.
A walking vest.
Yeah, my wife does have that menopause vest. So I guilted her out of that. We were in Colorado and I was in one of the stores and they had these weights for the arms and my daughter's like, we can get these for mom, right? Because my daughter, kind of like me, is like, what are we doing here with the menopause vest, right?
Making fun of workout gear, just hammered in and out.
Yes.
Still have animal style over your
all
face.
Over our faces, right? She's like, get these for mom. And the girl at the store, this was Boulder, so a college girl. I'm like, you selling a lot of these menopause vests? And she goes, oh my God. Just started laughing.
Poor Jen.
She's catching so many strays, man.
She does catch a lot of strays, and she's a great mother. You know, she's the best. She really is.
The kids
just give her so much static. I don't really help in that category, but
yeah.
It's all out of love.
Of course. No, she's the best. She's the best. We'll end it here on the Bengals still. Corey Dillon spoke out, long-time Bengals running
Patriot.
Back, 97 to 03 or 04, sure. 6 or 7 years with Cincinnati, accused them of basically not paying for his Ring of Honor trip. This is not the first time we've heard of these accusations from former Cincinnati Bengals. One word on Corey Dillon and his outrage against Cincinnati.
Awesome. I mean, it shows you who you are as a franchise. That's Cincinnati in a nutshell. I'm sure Alex Gould was all over that one this weekend. But Boomer Esiason's been picking up the tab for a lot of these honorees to go back because the organization is so cheap and they won't pay for the guys to come back. Corey Dillon tried to get on his plane and they go, well, this is a reservation. It hasn't been paid for yet. He had to pay for it at the gate.
Jeez. That's embarrassing.
Cheap.
I mean, had to pay for his flight at the gate because the Bengals wouldn't do it.
I just wouldn't go.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Never mind then.
Sounds good.
Oh, you're honoring me this weekend and I'm not going to be there because you're too cheap to pay? Sorry.
Sounds good. Put the video up. Corey Dillon as a New England Patriot running back.
Yeah.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
What was that, like a liquor store back in the day?
Yeah, dirt cheap. Yeah, it was the St. Louis Secret. I don't know if that's still around, but it was the Birds Fly dirt cheap. Cheap, cheap.
Scared the hell out of me. We've seen it. Which would you choose now? That's what we're going to ask on the other side. 913-586-7965. You've seen it, but what would you choose now? 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 720, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues.
Well, I'll... Diving right back into it, we ask you the hypothetical because Mac and Bob were in the garage too long yesterday. Now that we've seen it, what would you choose now? The first six games that Rashee Rice got, or what they said earlier in the preseason that he could miss, you know, the middle of the season. So now that you've seen Rashee Rice miss the first six games, and now you know what your team is and you know what the next six games are, what would you go back and change, or would you still keep it the same?
Keeping it the same. I would be a hypocrite if I said otherwise. I tell the kids all the time, do your homework now so it's done. It's taken care of, and you don't have to worry about it. Get your stuff done now before you want to go out there and play or do the fun things in life. Take care of your S before you take care of the fun. The Chiefs have taken care of their S, and now it's time to have fun. We got it over with. It's done. It's over. We can all now move along and never, ever, ever talk about those six games of him being suspended again. Imagine having it now and having six games where he was just off the charts and then hitting the brakes on your offense. Because that's essentially what you would have to do, is hit the brakes on your offense at this point in time with Buffalo and Denver and Indianapolis all coming up in your next three games. You would have had to hit the brakes on the offense, and I don't want to do that. Now you're going. You've already experienced the bad. It's out of the way, and now we can move forward. So I would never, ever, ever hold back. Give me the information now. Let's move along, and let's take care of business. Now is always best.
Yeah, there are probably pros to both sides on this, right? I mean, hindsight's 20/20. So obviously the Chiefs, I'm thrilled with where the Chiefs are at, but I would take them being 5-1 or 6-0. With the rest of the way the NFL looks right now, I mean, the only other team that's really taken care of business fully is the Indianapolis Colts as far as the AFC is concerned. Right now, the Chiefs would be walking, jaunting their way to a one seed. And frankly, I think the offense actually would have been more figured out with Rashee Rice those first 6 weeks, because they would have been at full strength. They would have really gotten to be...
Until Worthy went down on play three.
Well, yeah, of course. In this hypothetical, yeah, he's still healthy and ready to go. They would have been able to figure out, okay, here's how Thornton works. They would have been able to kind of get Kareem Hunt and Pacheco going with Rice being there, with still winning those games. So, I don't know, of course...
But then you hit that midseason lull, right? Like, you're churning and burning and everything's good. And then you hit that lull. And you know when you take that nap in the afternoon, those first couple of minutes after you're waking up and you're like, oh, we're, yeah. Or even in the morning, and you're kind of starting back over. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hit that lull. They're in a groove right now.
100%.
They would have hit that lull. How hard would it have been to be bouncing back from that lull in week 13 as well? You know, like, so I just think it worked out for the way that it needed to work out. And here we sit in a good spot. I wouldn't want to go back there. I like the fact that it's out of the way. And now we can just kind of hit the ground running with this.
So if he would have played, right, because we looked at the schedule to start the season, and, of course, you can't really play the schedule until you play the schedule.
Right.
You just said, okay, we're going to miss Rashee Rice against the Chargers, Eagles, Ravens. That sucks. And, you know, that's what it was. You didn't have against the Chargers. You lost that game 27-21. You didn't have against the Eagles. You lost 20-17. Maybe a different outcome if you have everybody firing up. Maybe you're 2-0. You probably definitely beat the Giants. You're 3-0. No clue what the Ravens would have been if they were all healthy and they didn't do their thing. Mm-hmm. But you would have had a good chance at winning that game because it's at home. You've always had Lamar in your hand if you're Mahomes. You know, you're 4-0. Like you said, you're cakewalking. But the schedule did end up playing out the way that it did. And now you get Rashee Rice back against the Raiders where you were 31-0. And you get the Commanders, Bills, bye week, Broncos, Colts, Cowboys, Texans, Chargers. I from the beginning, I said, just get it over with. That way you don't have to worry about it. It's not looming. You don't know if it's going to be 6-8 games throughout the middle of the season.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, if you can get it over with and you can hold serve, which is exactly what they did, and now he's back, and everybody has the Chiefs being the best team in the NFL because he is back and everybody's healthy on this offense.
Yeah, so, you just don't want the unknown, you know?
Yeah. I'm always team get it over with. It's like, yep, when I get home from work and I see that there's pounds of leaves in my yard, don't eat lunch, don't lay down, don't do it, because then you're going to get up at 1:30, 2 o'clock and be like, oh, now I got to do all these
leaves,
and I don't want to do that. I just want to keep going, get it over with. I know that I am not a receiver in the NFL, let alone have I ever been suspended from the NFL, but I do know, I bet if you could ask Rashee, hey,
keep
man,
trying, you may get one
you know,
day.
Yeah. And I, you know, you keep, you would ask Rashee Rice, be like, hey man, would you rather gotten the 6 games out of the way, or would you rather been playing? And then, you know, I guarantee you, because hindsight is obviously what it is, he's like, oh yeah, just get it over with, man.
Well, you know what it's like sometimes when teams come out of a bye week too, there, or the All-Star break in baseball. Guys are so into routine in professional sports, it makes you and I look like we're not into a routine, right? Yeah. And the way that they go about their business, going for it. Now you got 6 weeks away. That ruins everything. That ruins everything for these athletes. They got to be in that mode. They've got to be in that mindset. They've got to be in that routine. And doing it this way keeps Rashee Rice in that routine. And now we don't have to worry about him stopping down and then coming back after that. What's the team going to be like? It's already been eliminated. It's already been done. You got bad news? Give me the bad news and then give me the good news. Let's get the bad news out of the way. It's not him and haw about this kind of stuff. Let's just move forward.
816 says, you guys act like wins and losses hinge on Rice playing or not. Mahomes played like ass the first month of the season.
No, he did not. Patrick Mahomes has been
7 touchdowns and 1 interception.
Yeah, I don't know what games you've been watching.
And he threw for 250 yards, I guess, twice.
7 touchdowns, 1 pick without his top two weapons.
Without his top two weapons.
Sweet text, dude.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, if you're going to come into the kitchen with something like that, if you're going to come to the potluck with wasabi peas, they better be damn good wasabi peas, okay? Otherwise, you're getting kicked out. Okay?
And imagine how much better he would have been if he had Rashee Rice.
I mean, Ben, yeah, 7 touchdowns. 1. Patrick Mahomes was brilliant in the first month of the season. Not his fault Travis didn't catch that touchdown pass against the Eagles.
He's the only reason this team wasn't 1-3 or 0-4.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately.
I mean, that's
ridiculous.
That's an Orlovsky style text.
It is.
And I attacked Orlovsky yesterday on Twitter, just so you know.
You tough bulldog, you.
BBL stinky. Well, he's out there talking about, like, I don't understand why these coaches that call plays can't be ahead. You know, like, he's going, somebody called a great game yesterday. I'm like, come on, Dan. This has nothing to do with whether or not you can be a good head coach, whether or not you can call plays.
There's a rumor that, like, my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
Do we do the BBL stinky text of the day?
I mean,
BBL stinky. That right there, that's
no,
just not
it.
A bad text. That's ignorant.
Somebody says, get off the text line. He also led the team in rushing.
Yeah.
Block exactly. That texter. He's been the MVP all year. Another text that really gets the show from the 316. My wife told me if I say BBL stinky again during tonight's Chiefs game, she's going to leave me. Man, and he goes, man, I'm going to miss her.
Yeah. BBL stinky.
That's great. Man.
That is fantastic.
I sing it all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, people say it all the time now
from
people. I hear it at least once a day somewhere. BBL stinky. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Not only that, but like Rashee Rice coming back when he did, he's going to get a bye week after like 2 straight games.
Yeah.
He's going to play 3 games, get a bye week, and then gear up. I love it. I'm glad it's over with.
Gear up for the final stretch run, man. Yeah,
that stretch that you mentioned, Dusty, that is a real stretch right now. That looks to be it.
The Buffalo,
Bills, Colts,
yeah.
Texans,
and
Chargers.
Don't sleep on Dallas. They always win on Thanksgiving. Their offense is good.
Offense is great.
They looked bad against Denver yesterday.
They have no defense.
No, I mean, that's good. You know, shut their offense. Take the script from what Denver did and put it into what that game is. Be the better defense and force Dak to do something that he doesn't normally have to do. Be Superman. And you can make something happen because your offense can be toe-to-toe with Dallas's offense, and your defense is clearly, clearly far and away better. But again, that's not a sleep-on game. That's Thanksgiving Day in Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas 33-22-1 on Thanksgiving.
Don't mess around on Turkey Day, baby.
Go down there. You got to take care of business. Keep those losing teams losing. And right now, Dallas is a losing team, and their owner last night after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The game's like, I don't know if we're just one player away, because I'm not trying to be funny about that. Mm. But you watched that defense yesterday. They're not winning that game with Michael Parson.
It would have been better, but no, we're doing what's in the script coming up next, but my what's in the script for Thanksgiving, that's Breshard Smith's breakout game.
Oh, All right. Well, he teed it up for you. We'll knock it out of the park our best that we can with what's in the script next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.